You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about getting to know yourself. So this is a question that's kind of popped up in the last couple of years of kind of exploring hobbies, or how do I know what I like? What does it look like to spend time with myself? All questions that have kind of popped up due to recent events in the last couple of years. And so this is a question that I thought we could explore in today's episode. So let's jump right in. So this is a conversation that I like to have with clients that can often feel a little bit frustrating in a sense, because there's not a straightforward answer. There's not a do this and you'll get to know yourself, or try this thing and then you will know who you are. So this is actually a process that requires a lot of trial and error. It requires time and trying new things and failing at new things and then succeeding at new things, and really kind of leaning into the process, into just doing. So oftentimes with a client, I'll kind of start with a jumping off point. So if I know that this person has a natural tendency towards creativity, or if this person has a natural tendency towards outdoors, perhaps sports, music, the arts, right? So anywhere that we can kind of find a jumping off point, something that philosophy, theories, politics, right? Like, it could be anything where we know that this person is interested in this topic. Then my recommendation to a client is to then hop onto Google and search 100 things to do if you like this, and find some lists. Find some things that other people who have similar interests like to do. 100 things to do if you like to knit. 100 things to do if you like the outdoors. Whatever that is. And just try and find some lists of things to try. And this is how we can start to kind of get to know ourselves. If we have zero jump off point, right? Like, this person comes in, they're like, I have no idea what I like. I don't know. Then searching things like 100 things to do in your area, or a list of things to try by yourself, right? So just trying to find some solutions, some suggestions, right? And using the resources that are within our means, right? So Googling things like this is a great way to find some creative things that we might not have thought of before. So this is kind of the jump off point. And then it's about going out and doing the things. It's about trying new opportunities. It's about starting a project and realizing, I hate this and I never want to do this again, and being okay with that, right? Finding someone else who loves to do that thing and gifting the things that maybe you purchased, or whatever, right? Or just, you know, scrapping a project and being like, yep, that's not for me. Or it's about going out on a hike and being like, wow, this is not the hike for me, and turning around and leaving, right? So getting out and doing things is going to be the easiest way to get to know ourselves. Trying new things, putting ourselves out there, is the easiest way for us to get to know ourselves. So as much as that answer sucks, and it might not be the answer that you want to hear, this is the easiest way to get to know ourselves, is just to get out and try new things. If we have that jump off point, use that jump off point. If not, good luck. And I hope that you find something that you really love, that perhaps you never would have thought of before, and finding new ways to try new things. So that's my hope for you, is that you can find a list that you enjoy checking off and exploring. Okay, until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.